And welcome back to season two, episode two of Titan Podcast. Once again, I am Josh.
And I'm Braden.
And we have our third co-host joining us again this week. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, it's Ethan again.
For the 9 millionth time.
The number keeps getting like bigger and bigger with you. Like you just keep the exaggeration of these numbers.
Well, last week.
It's our fourth. You're like, it's our 9 millionth time this time.
Well, last week, Ethan judged us in a contest of are you smarter than a fifth grader? And what do you think, Ethan? Are we?
Unfortunately, you are not.
I don't think so. So this week, I am hosting a Deal or No Deal style game show with ethical scenarios. And these guys are going to compete to give me the worst possible answer they can think of. And it's going to be hard to understand, so we're just going to play and you'll get it. I promise, listeners. So are you guys ready for your first ethical scenario?
Yes, sir.
I suppose so.
All right, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. We're going to decide who goes first this way. So Ethan gets the first guess.
6.
Okay, Braden?
4.
My number was 4, so Braden's going to go first.
It's always 4. I know it's always 4.
Now remember, the goal is to make this the worst possible answer you can think of, but you have to be able to accomplish it. It has to be within your skill set or something that you could do theoretically in your lifetime, okay? So you can't just say, like, I become the president and launch a nuke or something like that.
Ethically, that sounds pretty horrible.
You're right. It is horrible, but you aren't capable of doing that. All right. So here's your first scenario. Are you ready, Braden?
I'm so ready.
All right. You are driving home late at night on a windy road in the middle of the forest. You are an upstanding citizen who's never gotten a ticket or any speeding infraction. And in fact, you've never broken the law, period. On your way home, you happen to hit someone who's stumbling across the street who seems to be intoxicated. You get out of the car and realize that they are dead. What do you do?
I throw whatever cash I have in my wallet and pretend like he was some kind of weird stripper gang thing. And I just kind of leave him there. And I'm like, oh, you know, if the cops find him, they'll see the 31s and just be like, ah, you know, this guy. He's just having a good time, you know? And he died because I killed him.
Okay, that's pretty immoral. Ethan, do you have a response?
Just like what I would do instead?
Yeah, what would you do?
Okay, you said this is a long, winding road in the woods?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drag this guy out a couple hundred yards into the woods. I'm going to find a large rock. And this is really morbid, but I'm going to bash his teeth out so he can't be identified by dental records.
Come on.
Then, oh, my gosh.
How do I compete with this?
If there's a stream or something nearby, I'll throw him in there. If not, I'll just kind of leave it so that it's out of sight. And I'll make sure I didn't leave any of my belongings behind and be on my way.
All right, I'm sorry. They're not all going to be murder, so you'll have an advantage at some point, Braden, I promise.
Crap.
All right, I'm going to give that one to Ethan. Ethan, cases 1 through 10. Go ahead and take a pick.
I would like to pick number 6.
Case number 6 is locked in for Ethan.
I'd also like the record to show that I have never once murdered someone in real life.
Disclaimer.
Well, he'd be good at it if he did.
Look, we would never do any of this stuff.
True Crime podcasts. I hear a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I'll put in a disclaimer of this is not real. Nothing of this we would ever do.
I do not condone violence.
We do definitely do not condone violence. All right, Ethan, you're going to go first this time.
Okay.
Because it's not an advantage to go first. All right. You guys are on a sinking boat. Think Titanic level sinking. All right. This is a massive boat. It's going down. You know you're not going to make it onto the lifeboats the way you are because you are, in this scenario, a middle-aged man. What do you do?
What do I do? So I'm on a large Titanic type boat. It's going down.
They're loading women and children first. But you only care about you. How are you going to survive?
I only care about me.
Yeah.
Here's what I do. I grab a knife and I start poking holes in these life rafts. I threaten to take everybody with me if they don't let me on one.
Okay. That's pretty immortal. Is that the end of your scenario?
Yeah.
Okay, Braden, go ahead.
I find, so they're lifeboats, so you don't really need to, like, I don't know, you don't need to know how to drive one, because there's no really driving capabilities, so.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's what I do. I go over to a larger lady, and I give her all my money, and I say, give me your clothes, and let me cut off your hair with this knife I found. It's probably the knife that Ethan was using to poke holes. So she obviously agrees, because she's never seen as much money as this. Nowhere in her life has she had this much money.
Is this the $31 you threw on the dead body in the woods?
All of my morbid stuff comes from monetary gain at some point. So,
capitalism.
This is capitalism. I give her a lot of money, and she's like, I'm cool with this. But then she made a fatal mistake, because she can't take that money with her to heaven or hell. So she got bamboozled by me. I dress up as this woman. I change my voice to really high, and I put on this wig that I have fashioned out of the hair I have scalped from her, and I get onto that boat easy peasy lemon squeezy, because I got a really convincing British mom voice.
Okay, if you give me a reenactment of what that voice would sound like, you win the round.
Oh, hello, mom! I want to get on the boat!
Okay, cases 1 through 10, or 1 through 5, or 7 through 10. Let's or see. You can steal Ethan's 6.
Give me 4.
You want number 4.
Yeah, since Ethan went with his number that he initially guessed with, I'll go with my number that I initially guessed with.
You know, I almost went for 4, but I just had to change my mind last second.
Sucker!
All right, scenario number 3. We're going to do more than 10, because we're already at number 3, and it's only been 9 minutes.
We're kicking it.
But scenario number 3. You are, Braden goes first this time. You are the financial manager at a high level company, like Fortune 500. You are in charge of all the finance and all the books across the board. There's no one above you who can catch you. What do you do?
As financial advisor of this really, really big company, I buy up all of the domestic, international, whatever, space exploration companies, or like, even if they're like part of the government, I just buy out the government, you know, some shady stuff, whatever.
Obviously, but, like you do.
Yeah, like I do. So I now own all the means to go to space. I buy out some of the best scientists in the world, and they basically fashion out for me a spaceship that can take me and some of my best buddies, and we go and we colonize Venus.
On Venus.
Bro, I don't want to fuck a hole in your thing here, but that is quite literally impossible.
Fine, I colonize Mars. Shut up.
Okay, we'll give him Mars.
Fine, maybe the moon. I'll go to the moon and I'll say, everyone, screw off. This is my moon. And then now that I'm on the moon, I find the Transformers, because they're on the dark side of the moon. We get a pack, and then we blow up the moon once we have a colony. We don't tell the colony, okay, though. We just blow them up afterwards. We're like, I'm kind of... We don't tell them. I leave. I'm like, see you guys. I go back to Earth. We blow up the moon from there.
All right. Well, that is pretty immoral. I'll give it to you. Ethan, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to stick more ground base. A little more realistic. So, look, if I'm the head of the financial division, there's no one above me in the financial division, but there's still like the CEO, CFO, COO.
You are the CFO.
I'm the CFO? Dang.
That's the chief financial officer. That's
what wow, I don't like know. I don't know.
There's only the CEO that's above you, but there's no one in the finance division.
All right. Well, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up an offshore account, and I'm going to find a friend, promise them some nice cash, and I'm going to have them hack into the system, which I have access to, and we're just going to skim a couple $1,000 off the top every single day. And so they go into that offshore account, and then we can, wire transfer that back, or I don't know how they do it in the movies where it doesn't get traced, but whatever, that.
Wire transfer.
Do that, and then suddenly I'm getting a couple $1,000 a day just because, and it's a small enough amount that no one's ever going to notice anything, but it's enough to make me extremely rich.
All right. For plausibility, I'm going to give that one to Ethan.
That's bullcrap.
You went to the moon and blew it up for no reason.
Ethan with the just Transformers. Described what every CFO does. That's not. That's
that doesn't mean it's not. It doesn't mean it's not immoral.
Yeah, it's immoral, but it's not nearly as immoral as what I said.
But you called in the Transformers and moon colony.
Yeah, I thought part of the whole rules and all
it's is that yeah, like I
be able to do.
You don't know what's
like
real.
I said, you have to be able to actually do this.
But you didn't.
Yes, I did.
This is BS. I don't.
That's how we started the whole rule.
That's how I started this whole thing.
Whatever. I wasn't listening.
Don't worry. The number six is I'm going to give you guys like extremely weird trolley problems that are really funny.
Cool.
So, number four, ethical scenario. Ethan's going first.
Do I pick a case?
Oh, wait, yeah. You can eliminate a case, you can steal Brayden's, or you can swap cases. What do you want to do?
Ooh, I'm going to eliminate number nine.
Number nine. Give me 1 second. I got to find it.
Number 15, Burger King foot lettuce.
Burger King foot lettuce. Okay. Do you guys want to know what the case had in it that he just eliminated?
Yeah.
That was the 1,000.
Heck yeah.
You're an idiot. I should win just because of that by default.
Am I an idiot or am I just removing your opportunity to win?
You removed your opportunity to win, you idiot.
Yeah, you don't know.
He could still win. There's still higher numbers.
Just higher numbers than
decreasing.
No, but like there's still numbers that are higher than others, so you can still win.
Well, no dip, Sherlock. That's how it works.
All right, Ethan, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, you are a middle school, high school, or a middle school history teacher.
Oh, what the heck!
I'm Brayden in 10 years, okay?
Yeah, you don't make very much money, but you do have two kids. Now, you find out that your son has become a part of a criminal organization that is making a lot of money. Like, he's in, like, a stealing gang or whatever. So, you have the opportunity. You meet the guy who's in charge of it. What do you do?
Here's what I do. So I work at a school, right? Most schools mm-hmm. have relatively decent computers nowadays. I go up to this guy, I make him an offer. I'm like, hey, look, I need money. You need to find things to fence, right? So I'm gonna unlock a back door or something for this dude in exchange for a hefty sum of money.
That works. That is immoral. Brayden, your response.
I go up to the guy and I say, I will give you my son as a human sacrifice if you buy me McChicken.
All right. Well, Braden wins.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to eliminate a case, steal or swap?
I'm going to eliminate number one.
Eliminate case number one. Do you guys want to know what that case had in?
Yeah.
10 points.
Oh, nice. I did it.
You did it. That was the second lowest case. All right. Scenario number five. You both, now this is going to hit close to home. You both are the best man in your best friend's wedding.
Hey, we
got that. Braden, you are going first with this, so listen up. You are the best man. This is not a true story, by the way. This is made up. In case someone who listens to this and thinks this is real, this is made up. You are the best man in your best friend's wedding. The night before the wedding, you happen to see him kissing someone who is not his wife-to-be. What do you do?
Oh, goodness. It's a tough situation because, like, I have a lot of thoughts, but I don't know if any of them are, like, good enough to say on here. I feel like whatever I'm going to say is going to be instantly shot down.
Oh, no.
So, what I do is I see if I'm best man, then obviously this dude is my homie. So
yeah, you're best friend.
Yes. Here's what I do. I forge your handwriting. Whoever's like the groom, I forge his handwriting and his signature, and I write a letter basically saying the wedding's off for this female. I go hand deliver it to her, and I said, "Yeah, homie, this it's over. Pack your bags," and yeah, the wedding's essentially over. My boy's still my boy, and he gets to hang out with that chick that he was making out with.
Okay,
everybody wins.
Canceling the wedding, both moral and immoral.
I'm a great guy.
Braden, or Ethan, go ahead.
All right. So, Braden, you might be a great guy, but you're forgetting this is a game about being immoral. Being a great guy doesn't help you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to secretly take a picture of the groom making out with this other person. And then I'm going to go to the bride. I'm going to show it to her. I'm going to be like, hey, look, your dude, not a good dude. You want to get back at him? And then I think you boys know where it goes from there.
All right, Ethan wins.
That's horrible. All right.
Do you want to eliminate, steal, or swap?
I could just take one, right?
Yeah, you can swap cases, but then yours goes back on the market.
That was good. Can I not just take a case? Or can I only have one case?
He can swap out a case.
You can only have one case. Right now you have case six.
Oh, okay.
You can swap cases with me.
You can.
I could.
You could steal Brayden's case.
I'm going to eliminate number three.
Case three. Do you guys want to know the number?
Of course. Don't even ask. Just say it.
750.
Wow, I'm getting rid of the big ones.
All right. From here on in, they are trolley problems in which you guys, or one of them's a trolley problem. Some of the rest of them are not. But who went first last time? Braden?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ethan, you are going to go first this time. All right. Here's your trolley problem. You could hit the lever and save five people on the side of the track that the trolley is coming towards, or not hit the lever. It'll run over the five people, but it will do a really sick loop-de-loop at the end.
So it's either save all five or kill all five plus a loop-de-loop?
Yes.
I want to see that loop-de-loop.
Give us the loop-de-loop, man. It could be sick.
All right. Now you guys have to decide together what are you going to do? Swap or eliminate? Because these are Charlie Palms are going to be together.
What are you feeling, Braden?
Brother, I'm so confused. Did we win or no?
Yes, did you guys won.
That was so easy.
Yeah, because it's just meant to be funny. That's the point.
That loop-de-loop was pretty cool. I think we should eliminate one, huh?
I'm down.
All right, let's eliminate 10. I feel like 10's a bugger.
Man, 10 was number 10 was 1 point. You guys really are picking the highest and the lowest, respectfully.
No, Braden is picking the lowest. Ethan, how you been, man?
I've been doing good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. I'm in this podcast right now.
Oh, word? I'm actually on a podcast right now, too.
Oh, shoot. Do you want to be on, like, the same one? Let's merge.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Merge podcast. All right. Merge in 3, 2, 1.
All right, I got your next one. Braden, you're answering this one, okay?
Oh, boy.
All right, absurd trolley problem. A trolley is heading towards 5 people. You can pull the lever and it'll divert and destroy your life savings, or you can let it kill the 5 people. What do you do?
And there's no loop-de-loop involved.
There's no loop-de-loop, just your life savings or 5 people.
I'm just kidding. I'll still take the 5 people. Okay. I would have done it if they didn't have the life savings on the other side.
All right, decide amongst yourselves. Are you going to eliminate, swap, or steal?
Eliminate.
Yeah, let's get rid of another one.
I'm feeling 7.
Yeah, let's get rid of 7.
All right, 7 had 50 points.
Ha, I'm winning.
There are only 3 cases left besides the 2 that you guys already have.
What case numbers are left?
5, 8, 2.
Okay.
And then you guys have 4 and 6.
See, these feel like moral dilemmas where, like, if the whole point of this game is that we're to be immoral, then it's not really a dilemma. It's just like, it's that one.
I just ran out of my dilemma, so I'm just using trolley problems.
Nice.
All right, Ethan, you ready?
Yep.
All right. A trolley is heading towards 5 people who are sleeping and won't feel the pain, or you could pull the lever and send it towards a guy who is hopped up on adrenaline who will stay alive after the train runs over him for a brief bit.
Is there any way for me to pull the lever while the train is in the process of going over it so I can make it do a sick turn and be on both tracks and get all 6 people?
I'll allow it.
Are
you guys gonna eliminate, swap, or steal? You guys can't eliminate all of these. Come on.
Again.
You know what? I'm gonna steal Braden's case.
Okay. So Ethan now has case number 4. And so Braden, you can pick a new case if you would like.
I want number 2.
Okay. All right. So cases 5, 8, and 6 are the only ones left now, okay?
Got it.
Okay, this one's good. All right. This is for Braden. A trolley is heading towards 5 people. A lever is right there next to you, but if you pull it, all it does is make jingle bells sing out from the trolley along with fun lights. Do you pull it?
Wait a minute. There's a trolley coming down, and if I pull the lever, there's fun lights.
Yeah, and it just sings jingle bells.
I rewire the music mechanism, and it plays Back in Black by AC/DC on Blair. I pull the lever, and I scream out my eyeballs.
All right. Eliminate, steal, or swap.
Hey, I won. Nice. I want to eliminate 5.
All right. 5 is gone. So there's 2 cases left. 6
and 8. How much was in 5?
5 had 250.
Oh, sick. Okay. Pretty good.
Do you guys want to know the values that are... No, that would give too much away. All right, Ethan, are you ready?
Yep.
A trolley is heading towards one guy. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, but then every single package you order from here to the end of time will always be a week late.
Oh, I can't inconvenience myself like that.
That is correct. Eliminate, swap, or steal.
Eliminate number 8.
All right, 8 had 500 points.
Ooh,
dude.
All right, there's going to be one more, and it'll be Braden's option. Oh, this one's easy for you, buddy. You ready?
Uh-huh.
A trolley is heading towards your best friend. You can divert it and send kill it him. Over kill to kill five kill people.
Him. Kill him. Kill the best friend. The best friend dies. Kill him. I don't care about the other one. The best friend's dead. I picked that side.
So you choose to do nothing.
Yeah.
That is the moral answer. So you don't win that round. Because you saved, you killed your best friend for the life of five people.
I probably like those five people better, though.
They were five strangers, but okay. Ouch.
They seemed really nice.
So, Ethan, because you got it wrong, you're going to get a question.
Okay.
How did I get a trolley thing wrong? This is dumb.
Hang on, I gotta find one.
You tricked me.
I didn't trick you.
You did. You tricked me.
You're me.
You just let your personal vendetta get in the way.
Yeah, whatever, you axe murderer.
I did not.
That's true.
It wasn't an axe.
Tomato tomato, my friend.
It was a car, and I just happened to remove the teeth with a rock.
That makes you worse.
I never said that was good. This is also not the point of the game to be good.
Yeah. You also said I'm a hater, though, which I am, but, you know. It's hurtful.
Do-do-do-do. I'm looking.
Boop-boop-doo. That's our theme song.
Wow, what a lovely theme song.
All right.
I don't need your charity.
Here is the last question is going to be kind of a mystery question. There's three doors. You can pull one of two levers or you can leave it alone. If you pick the right door, you win. You get to pick if you're in a steal, swap, or eliminate the last case, okay?
All right.
Door, one of the doors has one person. One of the doors has three people. One of the doors has five. Because this is immoral, you want to pick the door with five, obviously. So, are you going to pull lever one or lever two? To not pull any makes it go in the middle door.
So, lever one is the left door.
Would make it go to the left door. Lever two would make it go to the right door.
And doing nothing is the middle door.
Yes.
Am I answering first?
Yes, because Braden got the last one wrong.
Right. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to go for the middle door.
Okay. Braden, do you want to give this one a shot?
I'm usually like a not do anything kind of guy, but I'm feeling that left door.
Braden got the most casualties. Ethan had three. Braden had five.
Oh, man.
Woo-hoo. All right, Braden. The only case left is case number 6. Do you want to swap or eliminate?
Eliminate. I want to keep my 2.
All right. Case number 6 had 900.
All right.
Oh, I never should have given that one up.
Ethan, you picked the second highest case, and then the first time you eliminated the only one higher.
Screwed myself over.
All right. So, Ethan, I'm going to send you a picture of your case.
Okay.
And I'm going to send Braden a picture of his, so that way you guys don't know at the same time, all right?
Sounds good.
This is riveting.
All right, Ethan, let me know when you got it.
I don't yet. Oh, there it is. I got it.
All right, go ahead and announce your point total. Braden, I just sent you yours.
Mine was 100.
Do I say what mine is?
Yep.
All right, that's either a 5 or an 8. I don't know.
800.
That's 800. Oh, yeah.
Dang.
So, Braden wins this game of no morals.
I really screwed myself over.
You had a great strategy in the beginning. You picked 900, and the first time you won, you eliminated 1,000.
Is it really a strategy if I don't know what's happening?
I count it as a win.
Okay.
Yeah, but
except you lost.
Sucker.
But congratulations, Braden. You win. You won the game, even with getting the last one wrong.
All right.
But
what do I win?
You win the rights to come up with next week's game.
Bueno.
You win work.
Congratulations. You win work.
My game's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. You guys are going to like it.
I think this game was fun. I had fun.
No, this game was awesome. I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying comparatively. I'm just saying my game is going to.
I really like the loop-de-loop trolley problem.
I like.
If there's ever going to be a trick, you've got to see the trick.
My favorite one was when Ethan said that he was like, is an option that I can have it like Tokyo Drift into all of them.
The trolley one is just like you could divert it and save everyone, or you can kill 5 people, but you get to see a sick loop-de-loop. That's my favorite. But congratulations, Braden. You win this week of Titan Podcast, Season 2, Episode 2. That means Ethan has one win. Braden has one win. So, I'm the loser so far. Hopefully that changes next week.
Wait. How did Ethan win last week?
He was the host and we lost. So
yeah, but he wasn't the fifth graders. The fifth graders won.
Well, he's an honorary fifth grader.
Our fourth host is the fifth graders.
Fine. Stupidity has 1 point. Braden has 1 point. Ethan and I are tied for last.
Heck yeah.
I hope I lose.
Thank you guys for listening this week. We appreciate it. We've gotten a lot of views already on the last one, so that's nice.
That's kind of
But we're going to keep doing these game show style shows for a little while. We're having fun with it. Hopefully Ethan will be able to keep joining us. I think he said he would be interested in that, right?
For the foreseeable future, as long as nothing changes with my personal schedule.
There we go. That's as best as it's going to get.
That was pretty eloquent.
So thank you guys for listening. You know,
make it more eloquent if you said schedule instead of schedule.
My schedule.
Say it again, but say it like schedule.
As long as nothing changes with my personal schedule.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. I hope you like this week. I know some people are probably going to get offended about it, but that's okay. It was all jokes. We don't mean any of it. Well, maybe yeah. Braden. I don't know. Braden really seems like he wants to blow up the moon.
It seems fun.
But thank you all for listening. I hope you guys tune in. These should be coming every 2 weeks. I think we released one 2 weeks ago on Sunday. So, yeah, should be every 2 weeks from here on out.
I dig it.
So, thank you guys. We will see you in 2 weeks with Braden's game show. Hopefully Ethan will still be there to join us. And we'll see you then.
Bye.
See you.